I know you, a lot of you are fans of this next band. I hope a few of you listen to us at KEXP.org. And I met a couple of people here, came all the way from Seattle. So you listen at 90.3 FM. It's more than a couple of you. Great. That's awesome. But I know what the mass majority of you are here to see, and that is this fabulous band who we love from the bottom of our hearts, Ghostland Observatory. Take it away, boys.
I'm from the city. Austin, Texas, y'all.
band that clearly needs no introduction, Ghostland Observatory in their own hometown. We're live from Austin, Texas, and we love this band. I'm Cheryl Waters. Thanks so much for coming out. And Aaron and Thomas, thank you so much. How many times have we done this live on the air now?
We've done it a lot of times. Four or five times, I think.
And we've done it in just about every city in which we broadcast live. So if you guys are going to be in Chicago anytime this year, we can make it a full cycle. It's great, great, great to have you all out here. And Thomas just stripped down, but he was wearing his finest attire. Aaron, a moment ago. So thanks for dressing up and showing some KEXP love today.
My whole wardrobe consists of everything KEXP's got to give.
Even your daughter wears KEXP
clothes. And my daughter,
clothes.
Yeah, my whole family and Thomas's family. Everybody's all suited up by KEXP.
Well, it's great to see so many people come out today. Thanks to everyone for being here. And it's no surprise to see you drawing a crowd like this in your hometown, but you can get this many people out in tons of cities. Seattle's turning out to be your second home.
It is. The radio station here actually reminds me of a lot. I mean, the KEXP and the KVRX, it's got the same representing KVRX right there. It's got a lot of the same heart and soul in it, and that's why we feel so comfortable with, KEXP all the time and being with y'all, and it's great to be here.
It's been so great to watch you all rise. We've known you for about a year, a little under a year, and you've been making music longer than that, but what's been, it's so awesome to be seen here in your hometown and see this many people coming out. How long ago was it that you weren't drawing this many people at a crowd? What do you think?
I
feel like your rise has been amazing.
Yeah, it really started to pick up a lot last year, 2006. Yeah, that's when it really started to go into overdrive. But, before that, it was pretty humble. I mean, we'd play for a few people, but the people that would show up would really be into it, so it made it worth it, you know?
I'd say that the people who showed up today are pretty into it.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
We got a young listener up front there and two people in full headdress here.
The tribe is here.
It's been a pretty busy year for you. It seems like every time I talk to you, you're on the road. And in fact, as I mentioned, you spend quite a bit of time in Seattle, almost to the point where y'all want to maybe think about getting a condo there or something to save money. But you've been going back and forth across the country quite a bit, and I know that you have been wanting to make it across that puddle known as the Atlantic, and you just got back from your first shows in Europe, like a day or two ago, right?
Yeah. We got back on Sunday, and it was really cool going over there, and they received us well, and it's a big difference because here you have fans that know your songs or whatever, come to see the shows. There, you like had to win them over from the very beginning. Like there was no fans hardly at all. So, it was a pretty cool challenge, and we did well. And we're glad to be back home. Definitely.
Where did you play there?
We played at Barfly in Camden, and then we played another show at Fabric. And Fabric was unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. It was crazy. Yeah.
Great. But you won them over, it sounds like.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good feeling, like, because you can imagine, this whole audience who's never heard of you or seen you, who are like, there's two other rooms where they can go check out other things, and like, you've got to win them over, they're going to leave. So we held them in, and they by the end of it, they were going nuts. So it was a really good feeling. Yeah.
Well, that's no surprise to us because we've all fallen under that spell with you the first several times we've seen you, and I never get tired of seeing you live. I remember talking to you earlier last May, and you said that as long as you could get some sort of reaction out of an audience live as a band, you were pretty happy, and that there had been a show or two in your early days where people were just angry, and then that just spurred you on more to play even harder and be even crazier. It's like you don't even really care. You just want them to feel something from the music.
They're either going to really like it or really hate it, and we don't really want a middle, like, oh, they're okay. We'd rather have people really enjoy our sound or really not like it at all, you know?
I can't imagine being in a crowd that doesn't like it, but knowing you, I can imagine you up there just the angrier they're getting, and then you're just getting into it more and more more. It'd almost be interesting to watch something like that, but I've never been in a crowd that's less than wild.
I think we only got called Wanker once in London, so...
Well, I know a little bit's been made of you being the only electronic band in Austin. I don't know if that's technically true, but not a sound that you associate so much with Austin. But I know that last time you were in Seattle, we got a chance to go to a bar that was playing all country tunes. And you guys are no stranger to that genre as well. For about 2 hours, we sat there while you sang along to pretty much every song. Did a little mani karaoke session. So there's no denying that you all are Texans at heart.
Small town Texas through and through.
It was quite a delight. If you can ever get these boys out to karaoke, I'm sure that will be a fun time. Country karaoke.
Flashback to Thomas's days in a country and western cover band.
Is that true?
Off the record, I don't know what he's talking about.
You all have the first two albums, Delete, Delete, I Eat Meat, and Paparazzi Lightning, kind of, you just pounded those out more or less one right after another, and it makes me wish that you'd do the same and get even another album out. But you've been so busy, I can't imagine you've had much time for writing. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we've got some tricks up our sleeve. We're kind of holding off. We've got a few songs ready for the new album, and as soon as we get the green light, we'll go in there and record another one, and then see how it goes.
And you self-financed your previous albums, but when you say the green light, you moving on to different,
no,
I wouldn't say bigger and better.
No,
things,
just like when we get the green light from the universe, you know. Oh.
What was I thinking? No cash falling from the sky, though, on this one?
Not yet.
Yeah, you know, I can imagine you guys want to maintain creative control, and I'm sure that'll factor in any kind of decision you make, because I know great things are in store for you, and people will be throwing green things at you anytime now. You got a few more songs up your sleeve?
Definitely.
Ghostland Observatory.
Have a heart. Get a magnet.
We're searching right now. Here we go. Long if you like.
Been getting tired of my motor run now. I'm feeling overheated because my life keeps coming. My heart has been troubled by the speed of love. Searching these streets for soul committed. Talking ideas on lust and pity. The fables I found have no place at home. Well, I need you to want. I'm
Publicist is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We're so indie.
We'll be right back.
Ghostland Observatory.
Thank you very much.
Live on KEXP, it's Ghostland Observatory.